Notice in Luke chapter 15, verse 12, the son drifted away saying, give me my share. And in Luke 15, 19, when he comes back, he returned to the father saying, make me a servant. Do you notice any change in attitude there? Hello? He leaves saying, give me, give me, give me. He comes back saying, make me. That is transformation.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, if you can improve in any of the areas I just mentioned, stay with us, because in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can have your very own Transformed Study Kit from Pastor Rick, which includes a 7-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called How to Get Closer to God.
I'm tired of being stressed out all the time. I'm tired of being frustrated all the time. I'm tired of being overworked all the time. I'm tired of feeling distant from God. You got to get desperate. You got to get hungry. You got to get anxious for change. Nothing happens until you get fed up. In that passage in Scripture, it says this: he wasted it all. He had nothing left. He got desperate and hungry. And he finally came to his senses. And that's where transformation starts. Are you there yet? If not, it's okay. God will just leave, let you stay there. And he'll allow a little rain in your life. And if that doesn't work, he'll allow a little bit more in your life. And if that doesn't work, he'll send a storm. Why? Because God loves you just the way you are, but he loves you too much to let you stay that way. He will not let you waste your life. And when God wants to come and get our attention, he comes and he knocks on the door. And if we ignore it, he just knocks on the door again. And then if we ignore it, he knocks on the door again. And if we ignore it, he blows the door down. Some of you have had the door blown down in your life. And you lost your job. Or you lost your marriage. Or you lost a friend. You lost something. Why? Because God does everything he does in your life out of love. He does not want you to miss him. And he does not want you to waste your life. It's, you know, the old phrase, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, but you can salt his oats, make him thirsty. God often makes you thirsty by putting salt in your oats. And when you start saying, I'm just so unsatisfied with my life, I just don't like the way I'm living. I don't like this. Hello, that's God knocking on your door. The first step in transformation is for you to get disgusted, to get discontent, to get fed up with the way you're living. Jeremiah 29, verse 13 says this. God says, you will find me when you get serious about finding me, and you want it more than anything else. See, God's not going to reveal himself if I just kind of want to do it on the casual. It's kind of a part-time hobby. I got to get fed up with the way I'm living. Say, there's got to be more to life than this. There's got to be a better way to live than this. There's got to be a saner way to live than this. You get fed up. Second step, you own up. First, I get fed up. Second, I own up. I own up to my own sin. I own up to my own sin. That's the second thing that this young man did. First, he got fed up, but then in verse 17 and 18, it says, when he came to his senses, circle that. He goes, this is nuts. This is nonsense. This is crazy. I can't maintain this lifestyle I've been living right now. It's just not sustainable. It's not fulfilling, and it's not sustainable. When he came to his senses, and that is, you know, he wakes up. You see, to live without God is insane. To live without God does not make sense. To live without God is not rational. To live without the Creator who made you is not logical. It doesn't make sense. When he came to his senses, he said, I have sinned against God and you. And nothing's going to happen till you come to stage two. And stage two is you go, all right, I just need to own up here. I need to face up to the fact that I have been not living God's way. I've been living my way. I've been doing it my way. I've been doing it the way I think is best. I've been doing it the way that protects all my fears. I've been doing it the way that tries to control everything around me. Even though I know I can't control it, I'm still trying to control it all. And I'm getting tired of holding on to all of the controls. I'm about ready to resign as general manager of the universe because I've noticed it isn't cooperating with me. And so I own up. And what do I own up to? I own up to my sin. When he came to his senses, he said, I have sinned. Now in Isaiah 59 verse 2, there in your outline, the Bible says this. It's your sins. Your sins have separated you from your God and have hidden his face from you. Have you ever prayed and you felt like God was a million miles away? Have you ever prayed and felt like your prayers are bouncing off the ceiling? Have you ever prayed and felt like there's just like this veil between me and God? I can't see God. I can't hear God. I can't feel God. And I feel like I'm just talking to myself. Where does that come from? Your sins have separated you from your God and have hidden his face from you.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
You know, the world is shouting for our attention. They're offering answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial trouble, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transformed Study Kit, which includes a leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-session DVD. This powerful resource can be used independently or with a small group of friends to uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transform Study Kit is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word daily to 99000. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
This week I sent out on Facebook and Twitter, I said, if you feel far from God, guess who moved? God hasn't moved. God didn't move. God didn't go on vacation. God didn't move away to a foreign country. God has always been there, and he has never not been there. And he loves you unconditionally. But if you feel far from God, you're the one who moved. And you moved away by giving your love to something else. When you give anything else your love, there's a word for that in the Bible. It's called an idol. Now, we think idols are like these little stone things that people bow down to and worship. No, 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 no. An idol can look like your car. An idol can look like your job. An idol could be a dress. An idol could be the way you look. Anything that you love more than God becomes an idol. The first and second commandments say, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make any false idols. Money can be an idol. Success can be an idol. Golf can be an idol. These are not bad things. They're just not deserving of first place in your life. So I own up to my sin. Your sins have separated you from your God. The fact is this. You're as close to God as you choose to be. You can't really blame anybody else. You can't blame your husband. You can't blame your wife. You can't blame your mom, your dad, the brother. You can't blame the government. That's one thing you can't blame the government for. You can't blame other people. I said last week you spell blame, be lame, and that's being lame when you blame other people for your spiritual condition. Well, if my husband were a more dedicated believer, really? Well, if my girlfriend was more on fire for Christ, really? You are as close to God as you choose to be. And the fact is, you haven't been desperate. You haven't been fed up enough to say, I am desperate to know God. You know, if I were to hold you underwater, you would struggle. But when you really started running out of breath, you would really struggle because you would be desperate for air. When you're that desperate, you don't just get fed up, you own up. And you say, I've got to know God. You're as close to God as you choose to be. Now, when I own up and I say, God, I've blown it. I've been going my way. I've not been doing your way. I've been going my way. I've been doing what I want to do. When I do that, what is God's response to my facing up to my sin? He goes, yeah, and let me tell you what else you're doing wrong. No, he doesn't rub it in. When I come and I say, God, I've really, you know what I've done. I'm really sorry. What does he do? Well, look at the next verse. Here's the prayer you should pray. Psalm 51. By the way, David prayed this prayer after he'd committed adultery and killed the wife's husband. So this is a pretty serious sin here. Psalm 51, 1-4, David says this. Be merciful to me, O God, because of your constant love. Because of your great mercy, wipe away my sin. Wash away all my evil and make me clean. I recognize my faults and I'm conscious that I have sinned against you. I want you to circle the phrase, recognize my faults. That means to own up. I face up to my sins. I own up to my sins. He says, I recognize my fault. And what is God's response when I own up, when I face up? Look at the next verse. The Lord says, no matter how deep the stain of your sins, I can remove it. I can make you clean as freshly driven snow. Isn't that a beautiful verse? He says, no matter what you've done, no matter who you've done it with, I can remove it. This is the OxyClean verse of the Bible. Okay? He said, man, I can take it out. You know that stain, you think, man, I'm never going to forget that one. Man, that was so bad. And it's going to haunt me the rest of my life. God says, I can remove that stain. This is the stain remover verse in the Bible. Now, this next week, you're going to study 7 habits for spiritual growth. But I want to give you 2 more today. Okay, I'm going to give you 2 more. You're going to study 7 habits for spiritual health and spiritual growth. But let me give you 2 more. And the first one goes with this point, and it's this. Is you want to develop the habit of a regular spiritual checkup. Now, doctors will tell you that every so often you need to go and get a checkup. And you need to have your heart checked every so often, and you need to have your colon checked every so often. That's a fun one. Anybody want to give a testimony on that right now? Okay, anybody have a personal story from this week? Yeah, okay. But you have to get regular checkups. Why? Because if something's growing wrong in your body, you want to know sooner, not later, right? And the same is true with your life. If sin starts growing in you, it can become a cancer. It's better to nip it in the bud, like Barney Fife would say, before it gets really big. You gotta do this spiritual checkup on a regular basis. And where do you do it? You do it in your thought life. It's a checkup from the neck up. And you got to think about your thoughts. I have a spiritual checklist that I use to evaluate myself, and I've used it for now almost 40 years. The Bible says that you can test yourself, and here are five areas that you can test yourself: worship and fellowship and discipleship. These are the purposes of God for our life, ministry and evangelism. You know how we're talking about setting a spiritual goal each week? Well, here's your goal for this week, that you're going to do a checkup today or this week, and you're going to do it at least every 6 months. That would be a good goal. And you can write down, what do I need to do, and how am I going to get a partner to help me with it, and then what progress have I made on it? That's a good spiritual habit that you need to do, the habit of owning up, the habit of checking your life. Just like you need a physical checkup regularly, you need a spiritual checkup regularly. Now, this week, you're going to do session one, and on Monday, you're going to start the 50 daily devotions. And there's 50 daily devotions that take us through, and you'll start, read one on Monday, and another one on Tuesday, another one on Wednesday, and we'll go through the 50 days together. Here's the memory verse for this week, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Let's read it aloud together. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Now, that's a positional statement. What that means is God says you are a new person. What does it mean? You don't have to stay the same anymore. You don't have to listen to those old impulses. You now have a new power in your life to make it through. You have a new power, the Holy Spirit in you, a new ability. You have a new community, the church. You have a new identity, and you have a new destiny. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new has become. 2 Corinthians 5:17. That's the verse we're going to work on this week. Now, this habit of a regular spiritual checkup, look here on your outline. Here's a couple of verses. The Bible says this: test yourselves and make sure you're solid in the faith. Don't drift along taking everything for granted. Give yourself regular checkups. And if you fail the test, do something about it. I love that Message paraphrase. And that's what we're talking about here in owning up. The Bible says that before you take the Lord's Supper, that you should do a spiritual checkup every time. That this is a time to pause and not to just get fed up, but to own up and say, okay, is there anything in my life? Psalm 139, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. That'd be a good verse to memorize. Psalm 139, 23 and 24. It's a searchlight verse. God says, this verse in 1 Corinthians 11, a man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. So in other words, we need to do this second thing. I get fed up, and then I do an own up. I face up to what I need to do. Okay, now here's the third step to getting back to God, to getting back in His love, in His grace. Not that He doesn't love you. He always loves you no matter where you are, but to feeling that love. Here's the third thing. I get fed up. I own up. Number three, I offer up. I offer up my life. I offer up myself. I offer up my total being. And this is the third thing that we find this young man did. He got fed up. He came to his senses. He owned up. He says, I've sinned against God. And then he offered up. Now, notice in Luke chapter 15, verse 12, the son drifted away saying, give me my share. And in Luke 15, 19, when he comes back, he returned to the father saying, make me a servant. Do you notice any change in attitude there? Hello? He leaves saying, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. He comes back saying, make me. That is transformation. That is true transformation. When your heart moves from self-centeredness to God-centeredness, that's transformation. Are you there yet? Are you still in the gimme, 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 gimme? What can God do for me? Give me my stuff now to make me your servant. That's the transformation. He returns saying, make me. That's a heart transformation. And that is the greatest transformation of all, from self-centeredness to God-centeredness. Are you letting God do that in you? Now, that transformation, it doesn't happen overnight. God is still working on me, on this one. And it's going to be your entire life. He's going to work on you. It's never instant, but there is a decision that starts the process. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says this, we reflect the Lord's glory and are being transformed. That means a continuing process. We are being transformed, not just once, but on an ongoing basis. It's a process. We're being transformed into his likeness. Now, with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. That word transformed, you know, the Bible was written, the New Testament, in Greek. You know what the word there is in Greek? Metamorphosu. Does that sound like anything you know? Metamorphosis. It's the word we get. What's a metamorphosis? It's when a butterfly goes from a caterpillar to a pupa or a chrysalis, and from a pupa or a chrysalis into a butterfly. That's metamorphosis. It doesn't happen overnight. In fact, there's that stage where it's sitting there in that chrysalis. It forms that little cocoon. It's pretty ugly.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime, or download the Pastor Rick's Daily Hope podcast to your smartphone or tablet so you can listen on the go anywhere you are. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. You know, the world is shouting for our attention with answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial troubles, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transform Study Kit, which includes a leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-video session DVD. The video sessions can be used independently or with a small group of friends. This kit will help uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transform Study Kit is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this amazing study tool, or you can call 800-600-5004. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks so much for your support. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with some closing thoughts.
I love the letters that you send to me. Here's one from a guy named Mike. He says he's learning so much from Daily Hope that he wants to pass it on to others. And here's what he writes. Rick, I've been reading Daily Hope devotional since 2009. I started listening to the Daily Hope audio teachings daily, and sometimes I listen to 3 or 4 per day. Wow, Mike. He says, with the cup of coffee in my hand and Daily Hope in my ear at the beginning of every day, I just feel uplifted. You know, oftentimes I'm pretty convicted, but I always come away knowing that my Father in heaven loves me. You know, part of your relationship with Jesus is being able to tell your life story to others, to let them know how God has transformed your life. Did you know that when you share your story of transformation and hope, other people get blessed as well? So tell somebody today about God's work in your life. I want you to just think about this. Who could you tell your story to today? Just think about that and then do it. God bless you, and thanks for listening to Daily Hope.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.